Luke 1:30, verse that you hear a lot at Christmas time. While we're turning there, how many got three or more of the quiz, Christmas quiz, right? Should have. All right, good. Good, I'm glad to see that. Luke 1:30. We're going to pray, and then we're going to read that scripture. Father, we need your help once again. Thank you for the good that the children did, the combined the classes. Father, it was good that they did. We thank you for them. Help us, Father, to be examples and witnesses to them by our conduct, by our words, by our testimony. And now we ask that your fresh touch and anointing be upon your unworthy servant and upon the message for your glory and honor, the benefit of thy people, in Christ's name. Amen. Luke 1:30, and the angel said unto her, Mary, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. The phrase fear not appears 330 some times in the Bible. 330 some times in the Bible, the phrase fear not appears. Fear not. Fear is a powerful emotion, very powerful emotion. Because of fear, people are paralyzed sometimes. They can't do anything. They're just frozen with fear. Sort of like buck fever, you know. My grandson this past weekend wounded a deer, and after he shot, he was down there and his hands were just shaking like that, you know. I had a cousin one time, he had a lever action rifle that he was shooting at deer. Shaw saw that buck out there, he emptied the gun completely. He said, I can't see how I missed him. Guy said, you didn't pull the trigger once. You know, fear can do the same thing to us. It can motivate us to superhuman feats, cause us to do things we didn't think we could. There was a man one time running from a bull, and the bull was making closing in on him. He was too far from the fence. He knew he couldn't get away from the bull, and there was a tree in the middle of the field, and he looked, and there was that limb about 12 feet up there. He said, man, there's no way I can jump and reach that. But the bull was right behind him. So when he got the tree, he jumped. And he didn't miss it, but he caught it on the way back down. Fear can cause you to do all kinds of crazy things. It can cause people to lie, to cheat, or to do things that they shouldn't do. Now think of Belshazzar, the ruler in Babylon, when Daniel was there. And he was having this drunken feast, and all of a sudden, on the wall, there appeared the fingers of a man's hand there. No hand, just the fingers of a hand, and began writing something on the wall. And the scripture says the joints of his loins were loosed. Now, we say, what does that mean? Well, the technical term is he became incontinent. For those who don't know what that means, it means he needed a diaper. All right? That's what that means. He wet himself for more when that happened. I mean, he was scared. Now, there are many times I said in the Bible, it says, fear not, 300 and some time. But we're going to take a look. Four times associated around the Christmas account that appears the phrase, fear not. And I've titled my message, Fear Not. It's Christmas. It's Christmas. The first one is our text, Mary. Now, we don't know where Mary was at when this happened. We don't know where she was at. I looked, and they have artist conception. Some put her at a well someplace or something. I don't know where I thought about her being when the angel came and announced to her. But you have to understand, here is Mary. And she is a righteous woman. She's a virgin. She kept herself pure. And anytime people see an angel, when he appears as an angel to them, it, a lot of times, trembling or fearful. I think of Balaam riding his donkey. And when he finally saw the angel there, couldn't get away from him, he says, the donkey just fell right down. Now we say, well, I would, no, you don't know what you would do. Angels are intimidating. They would invoke fear or some other things. They are powerful and awesome creatures. And the scripture records various times that people encountered them and they all had similar responses. Some of them says they dropped as dead men. The angel had to touch them and say, hey, get up. Get up. We don't know if we encounter an angel that looks like an angel what we would do. You know, you think maybe you'll do something and you wouldn't do it. You know, you feel like running, but maybe you're so afraid your legs won't move. We used to have an old saying in school. People would trash talk someone else. We'd say, your mouth's going to get your whole body in trouble. And well, sometimes people say, and you just can't move. You're frozen there. Mary, a virtuous woman, maybe a teenager, possibly as young as 14 years old, and now an angel appears to her. And when something like that happens, you think, what did I do? I get tickled and smile as I drive along the turnpike or highways like that. I always set the cruise. And I go along. No. And just the other day, I can't remember where I was going. It was Altoona or where. And this truck was coming speeding past me, you know. And I was just going along. Okay, go ahead, pass. And all of a sudden, he stopped beside me, you know. And not stopped, but, you know, slowed down to the same speed I was going. And sometimes I'm afraid to look over. You know, I don't want to, if it's one of you, I want to say hi to you or something, you know. But sometimes I'm afraid to look over if they're, you know, the way people act sometimes. And just before I got the look over, I saw there was a policeman in the medium strip over there. I said, ha, ha, I know why you're slowing down. You're afraid. You're afraid. You see, we get afraid when we see the police there. We see the fear of the Lord is the idea that God always sees and knows everything that we do, say, or think. That's the fear of the Lord, so that he won't do anything wrong. But you see, Mary, here she, as far as she knows, she's right. She's done everything right. And all of a sudden, there's that angel, and she's fearful. And she's afraid. But the angel calms her by saying, fear not, Mary. You have found favor with God. God had a special purpose for Mary. It was to be the person that was going to house the seed and bring forth the child, Jesus. A special invitation, a special assignment for her to bring the Savior into the world. But it was also going to bring pain and sorrow for her. Fear not, Mary, it's Christmas. Does God have a special plan or a purpose for us? Yeah. Sometimes we miss it because we don't ask him. We're afraid to ask him what he wants us to do. We should not be afraid because it's Christmas. And for a Christian, Christmas should be all year round because we have the indwelling person of the Christ in the person of the Holy Spirit. Well, the second one that we want to talk about is the shepherds. It says, and the angel said unto them, fear not. Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. It was a dark night in the world. Israel was occupied by Roman legions because of their sin. They had worshipped false gods. They'd gone away from God, and they had been sent into captivity. They came back, and they're still under the judgment of God because of their sin and going after false gods. The world of an Israeli kingdom had come and gone. David was not anymore. They looked for the coming Messiah that's going to sit on the throne of David. They kept looking. All the time being occupied by a foreign power. They had practiced abominations. They had child sacrifice. They committed lewd acts, homosexuality, and all that. And now here they were in bondage to a foreign government, the Romans. The Romans could be cruel. There they were watching their flocks, and maybe they were talking about that. I don't know. Maybe they're talking about what the world was like. We do that sometimes. We're doing our job, we're doing things, we're sitting around or whatever, and we talk about what's happening in the world. Well, America is under the hand of God's judgment. We've seen a lot of things. America, once a righteous and Bible-oriented, a believing nation, has fallen into degradation, open sodomy, even into the pulpit, false worship, child sacrifice, rampant, all around us. And we're experiencing the judgment of God. I said to you years ago, anytime you hear about natural disasters like hurricanes, earthquakes, and tornadoes, and all that, anytime you hear record or historic, it's the judgment of God. Anytime you hear that concerning those things, it is the judgment of God. Because we once were a vessel in God's hand, but now under God's judgment. Doesn't mean that God is done with America. I don't believe so. But people were oblivious to the fact that this is what's going on. They want to blame it on burning fossil fuels. I've told you this before. When I was a kid in school, they told us, they said, we're going to an ice age. Because we'd get snow in November, and that same snow would be on the ground in April when the thaw came. You didn't have any warm up. They're talking 50 degrees Thursday. You didn't have any of that when I was a kid growing up. When you put something out there, a soda or something, put it outside and it froze, it stayed frozen until April. It didn't thaw out. They said, we're going through an ice age. That's because we're burning fossil fuels. And that's where the insulation industry came out of, that time period. Got to insulate houses. It's a good thing. But you see, now, every so many hundred years, the earth changes and goes from cold to warmer. And now, because it's warmer, we're burning all these fossil fuels, and you got to have all these golden calves. They take over an entire farm. You see them out there, the whole field with these golden calves that they have out there, trying to produce electricity with them. And they only last so long, then they're junk. They don't produce enough electricity to take care of what's needed. They don't do what's supposed to. All to worship Mother Earth. You see, they're oblivious to the fact that it's our sin that has brought us to the point where God's hand of judgment is upon us. And just like the shepherds, we pray for our country, and the word comes, fear not. It's Christmas. It's Christmas. And then Joseph. We don't know what it was like. This is the artist's conception of what it was like, the angel telling Joseph. Joseph was a just man. It says, while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, said, Joseph, son of David, fear not to take unto you Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. As I said, he was a just man, walking in all the commands that he knew of God. And he knew that he loved God. And he didn't want to do something that he shouldn't do. But he loved Mary, and he didn't want to see her killed. She could have been killed if it exposed her. That's not my baby she's carrying. She could have been stoned to death. Because he loved her and loved God, he was going to put her away. He was going to take the suffering and the pain himself and put her away privately and let her live her life. And the angel came along and said, don't be afraid. You see, he was willing to suffer and live right. At the same time, he wasn't interested in revenge or get even. See, his love for God demanded one thing, and his love for Mary demanded another. And you know, there's a lot of people we come across in our life, our pathway, our relatives, we get together. They don't know about Jesus. They still worship the false god of Santa Claus and all that. And we say, oh, what do I do? Well, you love them. And say, fear not. Don't be afraid. Be a witness to them. And let them know about the Savior. Don't participate in sin, but love them. Don't be afraid. Fear not, it's Christmas. And then there was a guy named Zacharias. It says, the angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. How long had they prayed? I don't know. It says now they're at the age where biologically it's not feasible for them to have children, not probable or possible to have children. How long had they prayed? I don't know. I know people have prayed for years for lost children, lost spouses, lost parents, and it's a long time praying. You get weary. We don't know, but he says, fear not, your prayer is heard. Fear not, it's Christmas. The Christ has come. The one who sits at the right hand of God in heaven to intercede for you and I. He has come. Our prayers, we pray. We pray. You see, now, I didn't have them light that candle. That's because I'm lighting this candle now. It's called the Christ candle. The Christ candle. Because the Messiah has come. And when he ascended into heaven, he sits at the right hand of the Father in heaven so that he can intercede for us. We pray for a loved one. We pray for a spouse, a brother, a sister, a son, or a daughter, a father, or a mother, or some other relative or a friend. Pray for them. See, I've been praying a long time. Had a young lady one time. Having marital problems. I said, well, pray. I saw her a week later, said, how's it going? It's still going terrible. Were you praying? Yeah, I tried that. That don't work. A week. One fellow one time, he said to this fellow, he said, you believe in God? Yes, I believe in God. He said, all right. He said, you believe in God? He said, if there's a God, let him strike me down right here. And the other fellow looked at him, he said, how old are you, sir? He said, I'm 55. I said, how long? He said, how long have you felt that way about God? He said, all my life. He said, are you trying to tell me in 55 years you have not worn the patience of God out? Now in 5 minutes you think you're going to wear his patience out? See, we pray for a long time. It might take a deathbed statement. It might take a cancer. It might take something terrible happening to bring them to the point where God's got their attention. But he says, fear not, your prayer has been heard. Fear not, your prayer has been heard. God still answers prayer. We heard the testimony today. God still answers prayer. The Christ candle, he's on the throne. Fear not, it's Christmas. Paul says this, the Spirit helps our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Because sometimes we don't know how to pray. How do you pray for a loved one? You pray, say, Lord, give him cancer? No, we say, I don't want to lose him. I don't want to lose him. No, we don't want to lose our loved one. But you know, it's better to lose time with them here and spend eternity with them in heaven than to spend time with them here and lose them forever. He said, don't be afraid. Fear not. Your prayer has been heard. How long you've been praying for something or someone? Keep praying. Why? Because it's Christmas. Jesus came to intercede for us before the throne in heaven. And if you have not accepted Christ as your Savior, fear not. It's Christmas. You have the possibility of being saved. And the thing is, you don't want to put it off. Because one day, Christmas will be over. And the judgment will be set. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Father, you know what each of us needs.